愿你的名被高举。
May your name be lifted up.
愿赞美和敬拜都归给你。
May all the praises and thanks be unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
下边我们把时间交给神的仆人传讲福音。
We have a brother to share gospel to us. Peace to brothers and sisters.
我们又来到神的面前，所以我们心里面充满了喜乐。
Once again, we're filled with joy because we're before God.
刚才我听见我们领事的弟兄在那里，解释这个诗歌，在那里祷告的时候。
As I listened to our brother who explained this hymn and as he prayed,
我在那里盼望说，我们的弟兄继续讲下去，我就不用讲了。
I wish that my brother can continue to speak to us, so I don't have to speak anymore.
我们中国教会很多领事的弟兄姐妹都有这个特点。
In the Chinese churches, that brother who lead the singing has this special gift.
他们在那里讲福音。
As they share the gospel.
They are preaching, actually.
Actually, they are preaching themselves.
还好他没有全部把我要讲的讲完。
Fortunately, that he didn't speak all of for me.
所以我就接下来讲。
So I'm going to continue.
那么今天早上我要跟诸位来分享一些我自己个人在对这个人生的体验。
I'd like to share with the story from my personal life.
那么这些要谈的都是我经过一些自己的体验和思想了。
All this I'd like to tell you as the ones I experienced myself.
我越感受到这些所要讲的不是一些理论。
So what I'd like to share is not theory.
都是一些实际的经验。
They are realistic experience that I have.
不仅从我个人的经验。
Not only from my personal life.
我还从神的话，就是圣经的观点来看。
Also from the biblical view, from the Bible.
今天我们的题目是生命和死亡。
Today the message title is the life and death.
生命和死亡。
Life and death.
这是一个很重大的问题。
This is a very important issue for us.
因为我们每一个人都面对这个问题。
Because we face this problem.
不管是年轻的、年长的，我们都不能逃避这些问题。
No matter how young you are, how old you are, we cannot escape this problem.
你有没有想到人的生命是一个奥秘？
Do you realize that life is mystery?
实在是一个奥秘。
It is mystery.
你有没有想到说你怎么样存在，怎么来到这个世界上的
？Have you ever thought of how you existed on Earth？
你有没有仔细看到一个婴孩的那个生命，而感受到那个奇妙
？Have you watched a baby grow and feel the wonderness in your heart？
圣经里面有一句话
，In the Bible there's a word，
在诗篇139篇
，In the hymn。In the Psalm 139,
14节
and verse 14,
写诗的人说一句话。
The psalmist said this.
他说：“我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏。
I'll give thanks to you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。
Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well.
写这一句诗的。这个人是将近3000年前的希伯来人的一位君王。
A psalmist, the psalmist of this psalm, was a king who lived 3,000 years ago.
就是以色列人所崇拜的大卫王。
He was admired by all Israelites, and he's a David king, King David.
他在那里观测生命的时候，他从心里面发出一个感赞。
When he studied life.And he felt so wonderful.
特别想到他自己的生命的时候，他说：“我受造奇妙可畏。”
When he thought about his own life, he says, I was fearfully and wonderfully made.
他的心里面起了一个震动。
And it shocked him.
在我侍奉的在美国 Wisconsin 一个华人教会里面有位姐妹。
When I serve in a church at the Wisconsin, there is a sister.
她告诉我她的老板是一个很好的基督徒。
And she told me that her boss was a very good Christian.
但是她的老板有一个儿子不信耶稣。
But his boss had a son who does not believe in Jesus.
后来这个儿子结婚了。
And one day his son got married.
生了一个儿子。
And he gave birth a son.
第一个孩子。
And the firstborn child.
心里非常的高兴。
And he was so joyful.
有一天他抱着他的儿子。
One day he carried his son.
只有几天。
And for a few days.
在那里欣赏。
And he enjoyed.
在那里赞美。
And he praises.
哎呀他心里面充满了高兴喜乐他说我的儿子我的儿子。
And he was filled with joy, so he said, this is my son, this is my son.
他看这个儿子的眼睛这么漂亮。
He saw how beautiful the eyes of his son.
鼻子这么可爱。
And how beautiful this lovely is his nose.
耳朵这么精细。
And how delicate are the ears.
摸摸他的头头发这么柔软。
And how soft was the hairs of the baby.
捏捏他的屁股也这么可爱。
And he pinched the butt of the baby and he was so lovely.
哎呀他心里面真是高兴啊。
He was filled of joy.
Look, this is my son.
他说 look, this is my son.
哎呀两个夫妇在那里欣赏这个儿子的时候
So this couple enjoyed their baby much
忽然间这个做爸爸的感受到一个生命的冲击
But all of a sudden the father felt this wonderfulness in life
这个生命怎么出现的
How did it happen?
进化来的
Is this life evolved?
天上掉下来的
It came down just from heaven?
不是的
No
他忽然间觉悟到一个真理。
All of a sudden, he came to his senses.
他说这是神所造的。
Oh, this is creation of God.
那一天他这个做父亲的把他的心献给神。
And that day, the father offered his life to God.
他信了耶稣了。
He believed in Jesus.
这个孩子从小，这个做父亲从小在教会里面出入，不信神。
This father, he used to live among churches.
那天他看到这个生命的时候，他说这个孩子是神创造的。
Yet he didn't believe in the Lord, but one day he saw his baby, he believed in the Lord.
生命是一个奥秘。
Life is mystery.
但是生命不在我们自己的控制底下。
But it is out of our own control.
生命是在神的手中。
It is in the hands of God.
圣经说神是生命的源头。
Bible says God is the source of life.
若是神不给我们生命的话，没有一个人能够存在。
If God did not give us life, we cannot exist.
生命没有办法复造。
We cannot reproduce life.
虽然今天科学家在那里动尽脑筋、用尽心思要复造生命。
Though there are many scientists who want to reproduce life.
我相信生命是神的专利。
I know that's a God has special pattern on life.
因为神造人有他神圣的目的。
Because there's a holy purpose in creation of life.
圣经说神照他的旨意创造。
Because God says everything is created by his own will.
所以我们每一个人的生命有他的神圣的意义的。
So there's a very holy meaning in our life.
基督教的国家或者西方的社会受基督教信仰影响深刻，所以他们对生命有一种尊重感。
All the Western countries who are influenced greatly by Christianity, they have the special, they value life very much.
所以有生命的神圣感。
Because they feel that life is holy.
因为他们知道生命是从神来的。
Because they knew that life from God.
我们现在看看，小孩子生下来了。
Now we see that baby was born.
慢慢就会成长。
And it grew.
刚刚生下来的时候
When it was first born
也会只会哭只会吃
It only knows how to cry and eat
没有好久他就开始学走路
And long after he will learn how to walk
然后开口牙牙学语
And I start to learn Yaya language.
开始叫爸爸妈妈。
And I start to call mom and dad.
哎呀，我们都很喜欢孩子首先叫我们爸爸，叫我们妈妈，对不对？
We love to hear them first call us mommy and daddy.
所以我们教孩子第一句话就叫爸爸，叫妈妈。
So we usually urge the baby that call baby, daddy, and call mommy.
啊，有些娃娃很聪明，就娃娃娃娃娃娃爸爸啊。
Some babies are very smart, so they knew how to say 爸爸妈妈。
其实
，daddy, mommy，
其实都是我们自己的解释。
But this all depends on our own interpretation.
你看看，我叫他叫爸爸，他就叫爸爸。
See, I asked him to call me daddy, and he said daddy.
啊，其实他是发一个什么声音、什么意思都可以的声音。
But actually, the baby just groaning.
所以我们看见孩子就慢慢的长大了。
So we see the baby grows up.
慢慢要上学了。
And he need to attend school.
哎呀，这个做妈妈最高兴了。你看，开始送到 daycare， 到这个这个幼稚园去了。
Mom is so happy that she took the baby to the kindergarten.
然后孩子就开始学东西了。
And the child start to learn something.
然后妈妈就开始 show off 了。
And mommy start to show off both.
前几天有一个机会，我们到一个人的家里去。
Several days ago, I had a chance to visit a family.
他有一个女孩子很可爱。
The family has a girl, very lovely.
大概是五岁左右。
She's about 5 years old.
那么这个爷爷奶奶从中国大陆来。
Grandparents came from China.
来帮忙照顾这个孙女。
Came to help to take care of this grand girl.
因为这对夫妇都工作。
Because the couples have to work.
那么爷爷奶奶就从大陆带了一本书啊，中文的书来教这个孙女。
So grandparents brought a book from China to teach this granddaughter.
从很简单的字，有很漂亮的图画，这样一课一课的教她。
And the books had very beautiful pictures and very simple characters, and they try to teach this granddaughter.
一天教她一课。
Every day they teach her one lesson.
十天教她十课。
And 10 days, 10 lessons.
二十天二十课。
20 days, they teach her 20 lessons.
奇妙的事情发生了。
But wonderful things start to happen.
这个女孩子把所有的课全部背下来了。
And this little girl can memorize all lessons.
所以那天我们去看她的时候。
So when we visited them,
这个妈妈非常的这个光荣啊。
The mother felt very, very glad.
她就把这个女儿说，来来来来来。叫我们爷爷这个爷爷奶奶哈，这个你背给这个爷爷奶奶听，你学的这个课本。
So she brought her daughter and trying to show off before us.
这个什么字啊
？So what is this character?
太阳。
The baby said 太阳。
这个什么字啊
？And they said what is this?
月亮。
And the baby said moon.
哇，一颗一颗的，然后书本这个合起来。
So they go by lesson by lesson, and later they close all the books.
一课一课的背出来了。
And she can recite all the lessons.
哇，这个妈妈脸上高兴得不得了。
And the mom was so proud.
妈妈的心情喜欢看孩子长大。
And because all mothers like to see the baby grow.
等到孩子越来越大，进了中学了。
As they grow and they enter into middle school.
我们就要选一个最好的学区让他上学。
I would like to pick the best schools to for them to attend.
我们买房子的时候考虑什么
？When do you consider when you choose a new house?
第一个学区，对不对
？First is that how good is the school system?
很重要，很重要。
Because it's very important.
然后进到高中了。
As we enter a senior high school.
我们要他进最好的中学。
We let them to enter a best high school.
我们就让他学习各样的这个技能。
We let them to learn all the skills.
我们让他学钢琴。
We let them learn piano.
让他学小提琴。
We let them to learn violin.
让他吹笛子。
And we let to learn the blow flute.
让他打鼓。
All the drums.
让他敲锣。
And also cymbals.
各样的乐器都让他学，对不对
？We let them to learn all kind of instruments.
所以爸爸妈妈就开始做奴隶开车了。
and their parents become slave, like a driver.
早上开，中午开，晚上开。
They drive in the morning, noon, and afternoon.
周间开，周末也开。
Not only in weekdays, but also on weekends, they.
各样的活动很多，对不对？
Because they have so many activities.
小孩长大了，要学很多的技能。
And when a child grows up, they need to learn a lot of skills.
你有没有想到为什么他能够学这些？
Have you ever thought of yourself?
因为他有一个生命，有一个能力在那里学习。
Because he had this life and power to learn.
而且这个能力只有人有。
And also this power, only we human beings possess this power.
你有没有看到那个猪啊狗啊学乐器的？
Have you ever seen a pig and dog to learn the instruments?
看不到，对不对？
Never seen them.
只有人。
Only human beings.
有没有看到猪啊狗啊上学校的？
Have you ever seen a pig and dogs attend school?
啊，当然有他们的学校。
Of course they have their own school.
但他们学了以后常常就忘记了。
But they'll forget all about what they learned.
我邻居有两只狗。
My neighbor has two dogs.
我从前的邻居有两只黑狗。
My former neighbor has two black dogs.
我们跟他邻居好几年了。
We've been neighbor for many years.
每次我们那狗看到我的时候还大叫大喊。
Whenever that dog saw me, it barked.
真是讨厌。
It's very annoying.
有一次我写了一封信给他。
So one day I wrote a letter to my neighbor.
我说上个礼拜我两个女儿回来的时候。
Last week that when my two daughters came back home.
你两只黑狗威胁的要咬他们。
Your two black dogs threatened to bite them.
这是一个安全问题。
This is a security issue now.
你要注意。
Please be aware.
请你要注意。
Please be aware.
后来有一天我在做 yard work 的碰到他了。
One day when I do my yard work, I met this neighbor.
我说你的狗有没有上过学校？
I asked him, did you send your dog to school?
他说受过训的。
He said that these dogs are trained.
那怎么来老是像我咬啊这个叫啊跳的怎么回事？
I asked him why they continue to bite and bark.
他说他们忘记了。
And my neighbor said because they forgot what they learned.
就是那封信，他的太太从今以后看见我不理我了。
Because that letter that my neighbor's wife never speak to me anymore.
只有人能够学习，而且人有记忆可以记住。
Only man can learn and have memory to maintain the knowledge.
因为这个生命是神来的。
Because life is from God.
不仅如此，我们生命有很多方面的表现。
Not only this, life exhibits many areas of life.
我们有爱。
We have love.
我们有感情。
We have emotion.
我们懂得关系。
We need a relationship.
我们构成一个人类的社会。
And we form a human society.
所以我们会学习，我们会成长，会成熟。
So we can learn and we can grow and we can mature.
但是有一件事情，
But this one thing,
在人类生存的过程里面，
As we live through this life,
我们会经历很多的忧愁，很多的痛苦。
We will experience many sorrows and pains,
很多的试炼，
And many trials,
很多的试探，
And many temptations,
有时成功，有时失败，
And success and failure,
我们会流泪，
And we can cry,
当然我们有欢笑的时候，
Of course we have aMoment of joy as well.
但是更多的时候，我们在忧伤的时候。
But more often we experience sorrows than joy.
你有没有想到为什么会这样子？
Have you ever think of that? Why it is so?
为什么我们不能常常欢笑？
Why can't we be happy all the time?
为什么我们常常不能够常常的喜乐？
Why can't we be joyful all the time?
因为有一个原因在那里。
Because there's a reason.
因为人类离开了那一个喜乐的源头，就是我们的神。
Because we left the source of joy, that is our God.
圣经告诉我们，今天人类很多的很多的问题，都是因为离开神而产生的。
Bible tells us many problems that we have as a result of we left God.
不管你怎么样努力，不管怎么样设法要解决这些问题，这些问题永远跟着我们。
No matter how hard you try, these problems will follow us.
因为我们跟神离开很远。
Because we're separate from God.
而神不仅是生命的源头，他更是喜乐平安的源头。
Not only God is the source of life, but also He's the source of joy and peace.
所以圣经里面有一卷的书叫《传道书》。
The Bible has a book called Ecclesiastes.
这是将近三千年以色列人的一个君王叫所罗门写的。
It was written by the King Solomon 3,000 years ago.
所罗门就是刚才所讲大卫王的儿子。
Solomon was the son of the David king, King David.
圣经学者告诉我们，很可能所罗门晚年的时候，他写了这卷书。
And biblical scholars told us that maybe he wrote this book when he was old.
我们知道，在历史上，在以色列历史上，所罗门是一个强大的君王。
When Solomon was a mighty king in history.
他拥有世界上许多的财物。
He possesses all the wealth in the world.
他拥有很漂亮的王宫。
And he possessed a very beautiful palace.
他拥有无数的废兵。
He had many concubines.
And wives.
Wives.
而且他有很高的智慧。
And also he had the great wisdom.
他不仅懂得天文，他懂得地理，他懂得。
Not only he knows the knowledge in heaven, but also on earth.
他是一个很聪明的人。
He's very smart.
所以他尝尽了世界一切的甜味。
So he have tasted all the sweetness in the world.
他拥有世界上人所羡慕的一切的东西。
He possessed all the things that we all admire.
但是等他到晚年的时候。
But when he became old.
在他的传道书里面他讲。
In Ecclesiastes he said this.
在这本书里面有两个字用的最多的。
And there's two words that occur most in this book.
第一个叫虚空。
One is a vanity.
虚空。
Vanity.
第二个
Second word is
捕风
is catching the wind.
他说我经历了这么些人生这么些好的东西好的境遇以后我觉得两个字来形容我的感受
He said after I experienced all this goodness of the world but I can only sum up in these two words
虚空和捕风
The vanity and it's like catching the wind
诸位，我们在座有很多年长的朋友们、弟兄姐妹。
Among us, we have many elderly brothers and sisters.
你有没有时间？有没有空闲的时候，几分钟坐下来思想、回想一下你一生的经过
？Do you have time to sit down and look back on your life?
安静的时刻，想想、回想你从小到大所经历的到底是什么
？In quiet time, look back.Through all your life, what you have experienced.
你不需要是一个哲学家。
You don't have to be a philosopher.
你不需要是一个学者。
You don't have to be a scholar.
你也不一定要了解这本圣经。
You don't have to learn the Bible.
你可以思想一下，回想一下你的人生到底可以用哪一些字眼来形容。
Just reflecting on your life and try to sum up in one or few words.How you can describe your life.
所罗门说虚空捕风。
Solomon says vanity and pursuing the wind.
但是最后他讲。
But in the end he said.
他想人真正的智慧真正的意义在认识这位创造宇宙万物的主。
He said the true wisdom, true meaning of life is to know this God who created all things.
他找到了一个意义。
He found this one meaning in his life.
他找到了一个目的。
He found a purpose.
他告诉我没有神的话人生的一切就是虚空就是捕风。
Without God's word, everything will be vanity, everything is like pursuing the wind.
我个人虽然在和在座很多年长的比的话还不够你们的年纪。
Well, compared to many elderly, maybe I'm
not up to there yet.
Yeah, maybe yeah. I'm considered young.
但是我比在座很多的弟兄姐妹还年长一点。
But compared with other brothers and sisters, maybe I'm older.
我回想我的一生的过去，有很多时候的确是虚空捕风。
When I reflect on my life, yes, it is vanity, it is pursuing the wind.
我年轻的时候也做过很多的梦。
And when I was young, I dream a lot.
但是发觉有一些梦。
But I came to realize,
就是虚空，就是捕风。
All these dreams are vanity and pursuing of the wind.
但是我每一次想到我们的生命的主宰，
But whenever I think of the Lord of our life，
还有因着我的信仰而得着的这一份，
And all the things I receive because my belief in Him，
我就知道我人生的意义在哪里。
I know that what is the meaning of my life。
人生这么过来，
Now we just hurry through our life。
到最后一点，
But the final point is this。
最后一站。
The final stop。
我们所面对的是什么？
What we're gonna face？
死亡。
Is death。
你想想那个可爱的婴儿，几十年以后，他要面对一个事实。
Think of this little lovely baby. Decades ago, he had to face a reality.
就是死亡。
That is death.
年轻人不会想到这些的。
Young people, they don't think of these things.
因为年轻人还有很多事情要追求，
because there are many things in front of them to pursue。
那么年长的慢慢的就靠近这个终点，
but the elders among us approach this final stop。
其实不管年轻也好年长也好，迟早都要面对这个现实，
but no matter how young how old you are you're going to face this reality anyway。
有些是慢慢慢慢的遇见这个事实，
some people gradually face this problem。
有些人是忽然间面对这个现实，
some other they will face this reality all of a sudden。
死亡的问题，
this is an issue of death。
人生的结束，
the end of our life。
到底死是什么呢？
what is death anyway？
这又是一个奥秘。
death is also a mystery。
是一个谜啊。
it is a riddle。
猜不透的谜。
so we cannot solve this riddle。
死亡不仅是生物的这个一宿，身体的这个问题。
Death is not only a problem of biology。
Yeah， 也是一个哲学的问题。
It is also a problem of philosophy。
也是一个神学的问题。
It is also a problem of theology。
更是一个医学的问题。
It is also a problem of medical issue。
所以许多人要给这个死亡下一些定义。
So someone tried to define the meaning of death。
什么叫做死？
What is called death？
你们有没有想这个问题？
Have you thought of this？
我从前想过这个问题，可是好像死亡离我蛮远遥远的。
I used to think of this problem, but it seems like death is far away from me。
可是年纪慢慢大的时候，
As、
就觉得这个问题越来越实际了。
Now it become very real to me。
我必须要思想。
I have to think about death。
大概两年前，我有机会到一个医院去实习。
Two years ago, I had a chance to have my internship at a hospital。
那是我神学院最后一年。
That was my last year in
seminary,
theological seminary。
那么学校要求我们必须要有实习。
And the school asked to have this internship。
所以我申请到一个医院实习将近三个月。
So I applied to a hospital for 3 months.
做这个院牧 chaplain 的这个 internship.
To become their chaplain, resident chaplain,
yeah.
chaplain.
那身上就带一个 beeper.
And I carried a beeper on me.
那规定每一天到一定的病房去巡查。
And I was asked to look after certain rooms.
Yeah. 因为在基督教有关的医院里面都有这个院牧的这种的这个制度。
The old hospital has something to do with Christianity. They will have this resident chaplain.
那么院牧每一天巡病房，要帮助病人，安慰他们，为他们祷告，问他们有一些心灵上的问题、信仰的问题，替他们回答。
The duty of a resident chaplain is to help them and help them resolve the issues and to answer their questions.
你马上发现几个事实。
And you can find out that there's something.
在医院里面，特别病重的病房里面，很少有无神论者。
You know that in the hospital, especially in the terminal ill patients, you don't find any atheists.
不管他原来宗教的背景是什么。
No matter what kind of religion background that the person has,
你发觉一些病人在那里问说：“我要到哪里去？”
That The person will ask, "Where am I going?"
他嘴巴没有这么讲。
They sometimes he didn't say in words.
但是他的表情，他的感觉，在那里告诉你，他心里面有一个疑问。
But you can tell from their face and from their feeling that they had this question.
那就是我们的责任，要帮助他们。
So it is our duty to help them to resolve that issue.
我们还有一个责任。
And we have another duty.
帮助他们写最后的那个。这个授权书
help the terminal EO to write the will.
Yeah, 这个 authorization of, yeah, 是类似这个遗嘱，不是真正的遗嘱。那个授权书就说，他若是病重的时候，进入昏迷状态的时候，要怎么处理
？It's an authorization letter when they become when they are out of their sense.What we're gonna do to them?
谁来决定你处理的方法
？Who's gonna decide how that person will be treated?
一般有三种的选择。
Usually there are three options.
第一个选择，病人在清醒的时候，他可以说：“我要是陷入这个昏迷，要靠机器来这个维生的时候，我不要。
”And patient when they are still in their senses, they can say, "When I become in a coma, I will not."Survive through the mechanical resuscitation equipment.
第二个选择，他说我可以选择用机器，但是到最后若是不行的时候，你就把它拔掉。
A second option is that, well, you can try to resuscitate me, but if you tried, it still didn't work, then you can pull out the tubes.
第三个选择，尽量用任何的方法把我救了。
The third option is that.Try your best to revive me.
让机器永远在那里 run.
Let machine run continually.
三个选择。
So you have three options.
那么他勾了一下以后，他要签名。
As they choose the option and they have to put their signature on it.
那我要签名。
And I also need to sign it.
然后还有一个问题。
And there's another question.
若是你忽然间神志不明的时候。
When you suddenly fall into coma.
谁来帮你做这些决定
？Who's going to decide all these options for you？
哦，他要 assign 一个人哈，可能是他的女儿，可能是他的儿子，可能他的女婿。
That person need to assign a person to do that for him.
因为这个
maybe daughter-in-law or daughter.
因为这个指定的人要跟医生合作。
Because this person appointed by this person have to cooperate with the doctor.
因为医生可以说这个判断是怎么样，家属同不同意
？And Doctor have to give them a diagnosis and have to get the consent from the family members.
有些病人已经有这个授权书了。
Some patients already have the authorization letter.
那个指定的人的名字已经在上面了。
They already appointed a person in their authorization letter.
有时候他们说我要改。
Sometimes they say I want to change that person.
有一个老太太说我不要这个人了。
There's one old lady says I do not want this person anymore.
我恨他。
They said, I hated that person.
这是我的女婿对我不好。
They said, my son-in-law is treating me badly.
我改成另外一个儿子。
I'll change the name to another son.
有一个老伯伯说，我不要这个儿子。
Another old gentleman said, I do not want this son to make decision for me.
从来不打电话给我。
Because he never called me.
所以我要换另外一个儿子。
That's why I need to change another son.
在医院里面就有这些事情发生。
So this is all going on in the hospital.
但是你看见这些人面对生命最后一刻的时候，心里面在那里有一个疑问，说我要往哪里去啊
？So when they are in a terminal ill, they like to know where they are going.
他嘴巴没有讲，心里这么想。
Even though they don't say it in words, but in their heart they think that way.
我们就常常握着他的手，跟他祷告。
Usually we hold their hands and we pray for them with them.
不管他有什么宗教背景。
No matter what kind of a religious background they have.
当然，大部分都是白人呢。
Of course, most of them are Caucasians.
有人是天主教徒。
Some of them are Catholics.
有人是这个更正教徒。
Some of them are Greek Orthodox.
Protestant.
Protestant.
那么有些人从来没有去过礼拜堂。
Some of them never been to a church.
曾经听过有耶稣这个名字。
They just heard about the name Jesus.
他们也知道有基督教。
They also know there's a Christianity.
但是你问他说，我们一起来祷告，为你祷告好不好
？But when you ask them, can we pray together? We would like to pray for you.
Of course.
They'll say, of course.
当然啦、啊，喜欢啦、啊。
Of course, we like to.
你握住他，为他祷告，他很感谢。
And as you pray for them, and they feel really thankful.
因为我体会到他们心里面有一个担忧，说到底我死后去哪里呀、啊、
？Because I feel that in their heart they have this question: Where am I going when I die?
我不晓得有没有告诉你们一个故事。几年前我就在这个医院里面碰到一个中国女人。
I don't remember if I told you this story before that I met a Chinese woman in this hospital.
她有直肠癌。
He had this colon cancer.
后来在那里开刀。
And he had surgery. She had surgery there.
最后一期了。
And it was a terminal phase.
已经扩散了整个。
The cancer cell already spread.
她原来是一个佛教徒。
She was used to be a Buddhist.
但是在那个境况底下。
But at that certain circumstances.
她心里非常的恐惧。
She was so afraid.
非常的难过。
She was so sad.
我们就在那里有机会跟她传耶稣。
So we had a chance to share Jesus with her.
带她信主。
And brought her to the faith.
她心里面有平安。
And she experienced this peace in her heart.
我们就一直陪伴她到生命的最后一个刻一、
so、
一刻钟。
We accompanied her until the end of this life.
最后我们为她举行了追思礼拜。
And in the end that we.Held this memorial service for her.
我们看见这一个人在生病中的信了耶稣以后，他心情整个的改变。
We saw this person after she met the Lord Jesus, her whole life was changed.
虽然她的身体非常的痛苦
，even though she went through the great pain in body.
在最后要离开世界的那一段的时间，非常的痛苦。
At the very last moment that she was about to expire, she felt very painful.
她在那里。哭在那里叫痛的时候
，as she cried and she cried when she was in pain.
她叫的时候，她说：“我要死啊，我要死啊。
”She would say, "I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die."
我们就为她祷告
，and we pray.
她就安静下来
，and she'll calm down.
神就给她力量
，and God gave her strength.
最后，她平静的走完最后这个阶段
，and the last that she peacefully finished the last journey.
有人说死是一个解脱。
Some people say death is a deliverance.
从什么地方解脱？从什么事情上解脱呢？
Deliverance from where? From what?
从人生的痛苦中解脱。
From human pains.
但是不要忘记了，死不是一个结束。
But please remember that the death is not the end.
圣经告诉我们，死是另外一个生命的开始。
Bible tells us that death is the beginning of another life.
死是另外一个阶段的开始。
It's the beginning of another stage.
圣经把这个神秘的一面向我们解开了。
God revealed this mystery of death to us.
有人说死是一个解脱，死了就没了。
Some people say deliverance, death is deliverance. After you die, you're gone.
好像蜡烛把那一口吹气就吹熄了。
It's like a light on a candle. Once you blow it off, it's gone.
圣经告诉我们不是的。
Bible says no.
死是另外一个阶段的开始。
Death is the beginning of another stage.
我听见一个老牧师讲了一个比喻。
I heard an example from an old pastor.
他说在台湾这个牧会的时候，他常常要坐汽车从一个地方到一个地方。
When he worked in Taiwan, he had to take a bus from one place to another.
这是两个礼拜前我参加一个上市聚会的时候他讲的一个例子。
It was told me two weeks ago when I attended a memorial service.
他要从另外一个地方坐到一个地方的车子，那时候台湾车子不多。
When he was on the bus from one place to the other.
所以这个车子这个巴士啊都很拥挤。
And the bus was very crowded.
哎呀，年轻力壮的人挤上车以后就占了最好的位置。
And those young and strong, they squeeze themselves in and they occupy the best place.
哇，你知道我们在中国，在台湾坐汽车从前是不排队的。
You know that in Taiwan, nobody used to stand in line.
或者说车子还没有来的时候，大家排队，对不对？
Or you can see that before bus comes, everybody in line.
啊，车子来了就没有队伍了。
And when bus comes, nobody stay in line.
啊，年轻人就挤到前面上去了。
Young and strong will squeeze themselves into that.
老的弱的在后面慢慢跟。
And this old and weak will follow in behind.
年轻人坐在最前面，风景最好。
And the young and strong, they sit at the basket in front. There's
scenery. 来了一个年轻的太太，背来一个小孩，手上又拿个小孩，另外一个手拿着包袱。
A mother who carried a baby on her back and carried another one on the right.
好不容易上了车。
And she struggled to the bus.
没有位置了。
And there was no seat on the bus.
只好站住。
And she had to stand all the way.
车子一开的时候摇摇晃晃。
And when bus moved, that she struggles.
痛苦得不得了。
She was in such a pain.
说不定她还是大肚子。
Sometimes maybe the mother was pregnant.
三个孩子。
So she had three babies to care.
那么从前
to take care of.
台湾的路不是都是柏油路了，有时候是石头路。
And sometimes the road is not paved.
所以巴士开起来摇摇晃晃的，很痛苦。
So when bus drives, it's like it's very unstable.
这个太太的心中已经在那盼望说，赶快到站，赶快到站。
So that the mother hope that maybe final stop will be there very soon.
终于到站了。
Finally, the stop is there.
那个车长小姐说，每所有的旅客下车下车，终点站到了。
And the driver will say, everybody please get off the bus because this is the final stop.
那个站好最好位置的人也要下车。
Those who took a bus spot had to leave bus as well.
那些痛苦的人也要下车。
Those who are in pain had to get off the bus as well.
终点站到了。
Because final stop is here.
死亡是不是终点站？
So is that final, the death is the final stop?
世界上的人说是终点站。
The people in this world said, yes, it is final stop.
神说不是终点站。
But Bible said, God said, no, it is not the final stop.
你下车以后往哪里去，这才是重要的问题。
So where you're going after you get off the final stop, that is the issue.
你下了车以后有没有家可归，这是重要的问题。
After you get off the bus, do you have a home to go?
你下了车以后有没有人来接你，这是一个问题。
When you get off the bus, is there anybody waiting for you? Is that is the issue?
这是我们今天需要思想的问题。
This is the issue that we need to think about.
虽然医学上有些定义告诉我们什么叫做死亡。
Even though we have medical terms to describe what death is.
但是这些定义不能解决死的问题。
Those definitions cannot resolve the issue of death.
传统对死怎么定义呢？
See that how people try to describe death?
传统的定义是说，当一个人的心跳和呼吸停止的时候，是死了。
When people stop to breathe and the heartbeat stops, then the person is considered dead, died.
后来在1968年有一个新的定义出现。
But in 1968, there's a new definition of death.
哈佛大学医学院提出这样一个建议。
Harvard Medical School had this following suggestion.
简单的讲就是说，当脑的作用停止的时候，脑波停止的时候。
They're saying that the death is the cessation of brainwave function.
十几年以后，在1981年。
In 1981.
美国政府就接受一个委员会的建议。
American government accepted a suggestion from a study group.
然后他们就经过国会通过一个法案。
And they passed a law in the Congress.
叫做 Uniform Determination of Death Act.
It's called a Uniform Determination of Death Act.
他把这个传统的定义和新比较新的那个定义合在一起。
They combine this traditional definition and this new medical definition together.
他说死是什么？
What is death?
死乃是说，当你的循环和呼吸的功用有了不能恢复的作用的时候，停止的时候。
Death is irreversible cessation of circulatory and respiratory functions.
或者
or
就是所有脑的功能停止而不可恢复的时候。
Irreversible cessation of all functions of the entire brain, including the brainstem.
这是我们今天政府给我们下来一个死的定义。
This is how government defines death.
若是我们陷入这个状态的时候，就死了。
So if we are in such situation, we'll declare death.
虽然机器在那里帮助你呼吸。
even though that machine can help you still breathing.
可是你的脑电波已经是平的 flat.
But your brain wave is flat.
你已经死了。
You're dead.
你回不来了。
You cannot come back.
当机器一拔出来的时候，没有多久你就停止呼吸，你就死了。
When they turn off the machine,
你停了。
You die very soon.
从这个观点，好像人就在那里停止。
So from this angle, that it seems like all the function stopped.
但是从圣经的观点，从神的观点，你还没有死。
But for God, you haven't died yet.
你的灵魂到哪里去了
？Where is your soul going?
你的灵魂到哪里去了
？Where is your spirit going?
你的身体是躺在那里不动了。
Yes, this is your body lying there.
我们很不喜欢看见这个没有生命的身体。
We really hate to see this body without life.
我们觉得这个人已经停止了，停止存在了。
We think this person stopped living.
这个人停止呼吸了。
It stopped breathing.
我们跟他关系已经停止了。
The relationship with this body ends.
但是他的一生还在我们的记忆的里面。
This person's life still in our memory.
这个人的一生仍然在神的记录里面。
All this person has gone through is in the memory of God.
死不是解脱。
So death is not deliverance.
死不是一切的结束。
Death is not end of all things.
死乃是一个新的开始。
Death is a new beginning.
新的一个阶段的开始。
It's a new beginning of A new stage.
你有没有想到这个问题？
Have you thought of this?
你下了车以后到哪里去？
Where are you going after you get off the bus?
这是我们今天必须要面对、要思想的。
We have to face this issue. We have to think about this issue.
圣经里面告诉我们一句话。
Bible tells us this.
他说：“按着定命，人人都有一死。”
It is appointed to man that we all should die once.
我们都知道。
We all know.
但是我们知不知道圣经还说一句话
But we, do you remember Bible has another word?
死后且有审判
After this comes judgment.
告诉我们死后你不是结束了你还要等候审判
It tells us after death, you are not done yet. You have to waiting for the judgment.
谁的审判
Whose judgment?
神的审判
It's God's judgment.
有一天每一个人死人活人都要站在这位创造宇宙真神的面前接受他的审判
One day all the living person that person will stand up before God to receive judgment
神学家给这个景象 用几个字 来表示
So Logan tried to describe this scene with a few words
他说一般性的复活
It's called a general resurrection
每一个人都要站起来站在神的面前接受审判。
Everybody have to be resurrected and stand before God to receive judgment.
你有没有想到这个问题
？Have you thought of this problem?
我不晓得今生我们有没有人有站在法庭的这个经验。
I don't know how many of you had experience of standing before in the court.
年轻人有没有这个经验？
Young people, do you have this experience?
我盼望你没有这个经验。
I hope that you don't have this experience.
我好几次到上法庭。
I visited the court a few times.
不是因为我个人的原因，是别人的原因。
Not because of myself, but for the sake of others.
有一次我带着我的大女儿上法庭。
One day I brought my oldest daughter to the court.
她刚学会开车就出车祸。
She just learned how to drive and she had an accident.
她拿到自己的驾照，拿着自己的旧车那部买了。不旧车给她，她要 show off.
So I bought her a old car and she tried to show it off.
她再来一车的朋友。
And she took all her friends in the car.
兴高采烈的要往什么地方去。
And she got so excited she wanted to go to a place.
在一个转弯的地方出了车祸。
While she made the turn and she had an accident.
所以吃了好几张 ticket.
So she got a lot of ticket from the police.
好几样哈。
Or different kinds of ticket.
我就带她上法庭了。
So I brought her to the court.
她认罪了。
And she admitted that wrong.
我写了支票去付她的这个罚款。
And I signed the checks to pay this punishment.
不是很好的经验。
It's not good experience.
有一天我们要站在神的面前受审判。
One day we all have to stand up before God to receive judgment.
圣经说他要按照我们今天对他的态度，我们所行的来审判我们。
Bible tells us that God will judge according to the attitude that we have today and judge us.
首先按照我们对他的态度。
First, according to the attitude that we have today toward him.
然后按照我们所行的。
And then according to our, what we did.
我们能站立得住吗？
Can you stand before that court?
圣经说我们今天的人类的问题因为我们离开了神。
Bible tells all the problems we have because we separate from God.
当我们离开神以后就偏行己路。
After we separate from God, we go on our own way.
我们做事情凭自己的想法。
We do things according to our own thinking.
照自己的欲望。
Or based on our own lust.
我要打你就打你。
I want to hit you, so I hit you.
我骂你就骂你。
I want to rebuke you, that's why I rebuke you.
我欺负你我就欺负你。
I want to take advantage of you, so I take advantage of you.
我恨你。
I hate you.
我批评你。
I criticize you.
我骗你。
I cheat you.
我胡思乱想。
And I think wild in my heart, in my mind.
这一切在神的眼中都是罪。
And all this is considered a sin before God.
我们心思意念里面所有不合神旨意的标准的都是罪。
That whatever we think is not according to God, it is sin.
不管你承认不承认。
No matter if you agree or not.
神用他话语做标准来衡量我们。
He will judge us according to the standard of his own word.
圣经告诉我们，有一天我们要站在神面前的时候，我们一生所行的恶行、恶念都要展现在我们面前。
Bible tells us one day when we stand before God, everything we did, all the evil things, all the evil thoughts will be revealed before God.
我不晓得神要用什么的这个仪器把它彰显出来，是不是用一个很大的 computer, 我不知道。
I don't know how God will reveal all these evil things, evil thoughts before us, maybe through some supercomputer.
但是圣经说我们今天所行的一切都有记录的。
But Bible tells us that everything we did has a record before God.
神是最公正的神。
God is righteous God.
他不会以无有罪为无罪。
He will not consider sin as sinless.
每一件我们犯的罪要跟着我们到神的面前。
Everything we committed will follow us until we stand before God.
所以有一天神要跟每一个人算账。
So one day God will settle the account with every one of us.
我们骄傲，我们顶撞神，我们否认神，神都知道。
We are so proud and we rebellious against God. God knows all this.
我们没有一个人能站得住，能通过这个审判。
Nobody can pass this judgment.
但是神会告诉我们。
But God also tells us.
我在想，根据圣经的话。根据主耶稣的话
I think according to the word of Bible, according to the word of Jesus,
耶稣说我来不是要定人的罪
Jesus said, I come not to condemn the world.
我来不是为着审判你们
I come not for the judgment.
我来要爱你们
I come to love you.
我来要赦免你们
I come to forgive you.
我要拯救你们
I come to save you.
你们到我这里来
Come before me.
到我这里来
Come before me.
亲近我。
Come near to me.
我就亲近你。
I'll come near to you.
我愿意把你的罪赦免了。
I want to forgive your sins.
因为我替你担当了所有的罪。
Because I took all your sins upon myself.
我替你被钉死在十字架上。
I was crucified for you.
我要替你担当这些罪的刑罚。
I took all this punishment that is.Do you upon myself?
你只要愿意接受我替你所完成的这个救赎的工作。
As long as you're willing to accept me, all the things I've done for you,
你的罪就赦免了。
And your sins will be forgiven.
你不需要有一天站在那一位审判官的面前。
So you don't have to stand before the judge one day.
就是创造宇宙万物的真神面前。
Who is the creator of all things?
神先把一个赦免你的方法赐给你，让你接受。
God gave you first the way of forgiveness to you.
是当人拒绝了以后，有一天才接受这个审判。
Only after you reject such offer, Then you have to stand before this judgment.
圣经说我们的神是爱。
Bible tells us God is love.
他愿意拥抱我们。
God is willing to embrace us.
他愿意来帮助我们。
He's willing to help us.
但是你必须伸出你信心的手来接受他。
But you have to extend your hands of faith to receive him first.
你必须要谦卑自己。
You have to humble yourself.
来到神的面前。
Come before the Lord.
对神说，神啊，我需要你。
You tell to tell God that I need you.
我是一个罪人。
I am a sinner.
我需要你的赦免。
I need your forgiveness.
很可惜，今天很多世界上很多人心里太骄傲了。
Unfortunately, that a lot of people have this pride in their heart.
在这位创造宇宙真神的面前，对神说我不需要你。
And before this God who created all things, that God, I don't need you.
一个渺小、极其渺小的人。常常向神说大话。
And we so small compared to God, but we boast big things.
我们好像那个中学生刚毕业的时候，觉得什么都懂了。
We're like a junior high school. When we graduate from junior high, we feel like we know all things.
爸爸妈妈给你讲的话太啰嗦了。
And we just treat what parents advise as a nagging.
哎呀，爸爸妈妈多说两句。就说哎呀你不要讲了不要讲了。
As they like to say something more, we say, oh, stop, please stop.
我中学的时候就是这样子。
When I was high school, junior high school, I act this way.
我不是讲你们，我是讲我自己。
I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking about myself.
所以当我的儿子我的女儿对我这样的时候我能了解。
So when my son and my daughter treat me like that, I understood them.
我还是给他们机会。
I give them still chance.
我还是爱他们。
I still love them.
我还是忍耐地对着他们。
I still have a lot of patience with them.
当他们慢慢长大以后，他们成熟一点，他们就态度就改变。
As they grow up and mature a little bit, they'll change their mind.
但是当我们离开这个世界以前，若是我们还继续顶撞神，不要神的时候，有一天我们要站在这位公义的神的面前。
But before we leave this world, if we continue living the rebellious life, then one day we'll stand before this righteous God.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后却有审判。
It is appointed to man that everyone has to die once, and afterwards comes judgment.
圣经告诉我们，审判以后有两个结果。
Bible tells us there's two results from judgment.
对于今生已经接受主，已经承认自己是罪人，接受耶稣的这些人。
Those who accepted the Lord Jesus, admitted they are sinners.
那一天的审判成为一个公开的见证。
So on that day, the judgment become their open testimony.
向全宇宙说，这些人属于我，因着我儿子耶稣基督的宝血，他们已经洁净了。
God will say, though those people belong to me, because of blood of my beloved son, they are all cleansed.
他们可以到天堂，到新天新地，到神同在的地方。
They can go to heaven, go to the new heaven and new earth where God is.
那些在今生有机会而拒绝接受我的人。
But those who have a chance on this world in this life, but they still rejected me.
他们要永远离开我的面。
They will forever separate from my face.
圣经给他一个名词。
God gave such situation a name.
那个没有神同在的那个景况、那个地点、那个地方叫做地狱。
God called a place where there's no God's presence, hell.
圣经里面用很多可怕的、痛苦的字眼、形容词来形容这个地狱的景况。
Bible uses many words to describe how bad, how painful this place is.
那个意义就是告诉我们，在一个没有神同在的状况底下是极其痛苦。
It tells us that without God's presence, the life is very painful.
请我们不要忘记，神不要我们到那个痛苦的地方。
Please remember that God does not want us to go there.
神要我们到他同在的地方。
God wants us to be to the place where His presence is.
但是今天你必须做一个明确的决定。
But today you have to make an unequivocal decision.
神今天给我们每一个人都有时间做一个明确的决定。
God gave everyone enough time to make that decision.
你不要放弃。
Don't give up.
若是你放弃的话，
If you give it up,
你有一天会后悔。
One day you'll regret.
真正的后悔。
And you'll truly regret.
到了那一天，你要回头已经没有机会。
And by then, if you want to turn back, you cannot.
但是今天神给你这个机会，你要抓住。
But today, God gives this opportunity. You need to grab.
让我们把耶稣和世界给所能给你的做一个比较。
Let's compare. Between what Jesus offers us and what this world offers us.
今天耶稣告诉我们几句话。
Today Jesus tells us a few words.
让我从约翰福音第六章为大家来读几节的经文。
Let me read from John the Gospel chapter 6, a few passages from that chapter.
耶稣说那个话的时候有一点的背景。
When Jesus spoke such words, there is a context.
圣经里面记载主耶稣曾经用五饼二鱼变成很多的面包给五千人吃饱。
Bible told us that Jesus feed 5,000 people with just five loaves and two fish.
因为他是神的儿子，他行了一个很大的神迹。
Because he was son of God, he is son of God, he performed a great miracle that day.
所以当时的犹太人吃得很饱，很高兴。
And all the Jews were filled in their stomach, they are very happy.
等到肚子饿的时候，他们又找耶稣。
When they are hungry again, they come to the Lord Jesus.
他们找到了耶稣。
And they found the Lord Jesus.
耶稣啊，再变面包给我们吃吧。
And they asked Jesus to perform the miracle to feed them again.
啊，他们的用意是这样子。
This was their intent.
所以耶稣对他们讲。
And Jesus told them this.
世界上有一件事情比面包更重要。
Jesus told them that there's a thing in the world more important than bread.
约翰福音第六章三十五节。
It's in John 6:35.
我读给大家听。
I'll read for you.
耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”
Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst."
我实实在在的告诉你们，信的人有永生。
I say this to you that whoever believes in me has eternal life.
我就是生命的粮。
I am the bread of the life.
你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳还是死了。
Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, but yet they died.
这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。
This is the bread which comes down out of heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die.
我是从天上降下来生命的粮。
I am the living bread that came down from heaven.
人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。
If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever.
我所吃的粮就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
The bread which I give for the life of the world is my flesh.
耶稣讲这几句话是革命性的。
This is a revolutionary when Jesus spoke this word.
耶稣讲这句话在当时是非常不寻常的。
It's very unusual for Jesus to speak this word.
那个时候人听见这个话，他们说耶稣你是 liberal。
Those who are conservative, when they hear this word, they will say, "Jesus, you're liberal."
我们犹太教不讲这个话的。
Because our Jews never say such things.
人的肉怎么可以吃？
How can they eat human flesh?
而你说你的肉可吃。
But you said your flesh is for eat.
不知道他们耶稣是用一个很重的、很引人注意的字眼来说明他要把生命的粮赐给我们，我们若接受了，就永远不死。
But they failed to realize.Jesus using very emphatic words to tell us that we have to receive him so we will not die.
吃就是把它接受进到心中来。
To eat is to receive, receive him into
our heart. 完全的拥抱耶稣。
Fully embrace Lord Jesus.
完全的接受耶稣。
Fully receive him.
他就赐给我们永远的生命。
Then he'll give us this eternal life.
这就是圣经里面所说的永生。
This is what Jesus Bible says eternal life.
永生就是神的生命来住在我的里面。
Eternal life is God's life living in me.
当我们接受耶稣的那一时刻，
As we accept the Lord Jesus,
永生就住到我的心里面来。
The eternal life will live in me.
你不要等到明天。
You don't have to wait for tomorrow.
不要等到你死后。
Don't wait for after you die.
永生从今天开始。
The eternal life starts from today.
带领我们经过死的这个门槛。
And it will lead us passing through the death.
带领我们经过永远的审判。
And lead us passing through the final judgment.
带领我们进到天上与神同住。
It leads us passing through until we reach the place that we can live with God.
永生是今天可以得着的。
And eternal life can be accepted today.
圣经里面告诉我们，信的人有神的灵来住在他的里面。
Bible tells us whoever believes the Lord, we have God's Spirit lived in us.
当你一接受耶稣，你的身体就成为圣灵所住的殿。
Whenever you receive the Lord Jesus, your body becomes the temple of Holy Spirit.
你的生命有一个大改变。
And your life will change dramatically.
神的爱要浇灌你。
And God's love will pour down on you.
神的平安要充满你。
And God's peace will fill your heart.
神会引导你走一生的道路。
And God will lead you passing through all this life.
你的人生变成有意义。
And your life become meaningful.
前几天我有个机会跟芝加哥一个老牧师谈话。
One day that I had a chance to talk with an old pastor in Chicago.
几年前刚刚退休。
He retired for several years ago.
你们有机会到芝加哥可以遇见这位龚老牧师。
If you visit Chicago, you can meet him as well. This Pastor Gong.
他告诉我他是第三代的基督徒。
He told me that he's a third generation Christian.
怎么会是第三代？从他的祖母开始。
How come he's a third generation? Because from his grandma.
他说他的祖父在这个福建的时候，在很早以前，在福建的时候，他是做生意的。
And he told me that his grandpa was a businessman in Fujian.
经常在菲律宾和福建之间呢、啊，这个奔跑。
He traveled between Fujian and Philippines.
赚了很多的钱。
And he earned a lot of money.
很多福建人很会做生意。
You know, a lot of people from Fujian, they are very good.
但是那些钱呢，都不放在家里。
But he did not store all the money at home.
他的钱都借给朋友。
He lent all this money to his friends.
可能是要生一些利息。
Because he wanted to earn the interest.
你知道那个时代好朋友不用条约，不用签名盖章的。
At that time, between the friends, you don't need to have a contract.
人言为信哈，一句话就好了。我借你五万，你欠我五万。
And just everything is done through the words. If you I lend you $5,000, that's $5,000.
不要写这个单子。
You don't have to write any contract.
写单子你还不信任我啊？
If you write the contract, but you do not have a trust.
所以他的钱都放在朋友那里。
So he lent all the money to his friends.
有一天他的祖父生了疾病死了。
One day his grandpa contracted illness and died.
他的祖母一毛钱都没有。
And his grandmom did not have a penny.
就来找这些朋友敲敲门呢、啊。我先生给你的借你的钱，我现在需要。
And she knocked the door to all these friends and says, "Give me back the money that my husband lent you."
你先生没有借给我什么钱。
And all his friends says, "Your husband didn't lend any money to us."
再找这个朋友。
And she went to another friend.
我不知道你要讲什么。
That friend say, "I don't understand what you're talking about."
你先生哪有钱在我这里？
Your husband did not deposit any money.
再找那个朋友也是这样的回答。
And she went to another friend, it's the same answer.
结果没有办法生活。
And so she actually ran out of living.
两个孩子，一男一女。
And she had two children.
这个男的
one boy, one girl.
这个男的就是后来龚牧师的爸爸。
And this boy grew up become a Pastor Gong's father.
妈妈只好做苦工。
So the grandma had to work very hard.
来养这两个小孩。
She need to rear these two children.
几十年前，一个寡妇做事情很困难的。
Many decades ago, it's very hard for a widow to work.
到最后实在活不下去了。
And come to the end that she couldn't live anymore.
哎呀，这个妈妈就把那个棉被拿去当掉。
So, his grandma had to put on sale the comforter.
当掉哈，到当铺去掉。当这个儿子看到以后说，妈妈，你被子当掉以后我们干什么？
And her son says, if we give away, have to sell this comforter, what are we going to cover ourselves in the night?
妈妈说，我们明天就没有饭吃了，还要被子干什么？
The grandma says, you know, tomorrow we don't have anything to eat, what do we need the comforter for tonight?
东西都当掉了，家里的什么东西几乎没有了。
So they didn't have anything at home.
一点办法都没有。
So they went up for a week.
有一天这个孩子回来。
And one day the child came back.
大约有八岁的时候。
When he was still 8 years old.
发现妈妈吊死在梁上。
And he found out his mother committed.
哎呀，赶快叫邻居来救命啊！救命啊！邻居就来了，把那个 妈妈拿下来了。
So he called all the neighbors to help, and the neighbors let down her mom, his mom.
你知道为什么自杀？实在没有路可走了。
You know why she committed suicide? Because there's no way anymore.
结果把她救活了。
And they revived her.
后来教会有一个姊妹就传福音给这个妈妈。
And there was a sister in the church shared the gospel to this mom.
妈妈信主了。
And the grandma believed in the Lord.
生命改变了。
And her life changed.
她找到了一位可靠的神。
And she found this faithful God.
神就照顾她，用奇妙的方法把他们养大。
And God took care of them, and God used a very wonderful way to help them.
这个妈妈从主那里得着坚固的信心。
This mother who received this confidence from the Lord.
把两个孩子都带信主。
And so she brought these two children to the Lord as well.
这个孩子长大了，结婚了。
And this child grew up and got married.
这个孩子成了教会的长老。
And he became the elder in the church.
生了几个孩子，其中果牧师是一个。
And he gave birth to many children, and Pastor Gong was one of them.
他这个和儿子果牧师成了侍奉主的人。
And also this Pastor Gong become a person of God's servant.
像圣经里面所说的提摩太。
It's like Timothy in the Bible.
他的信心从祖母来的。
His faith comes from his grandmother.
他看见神对他家庭的照顾。
He saw how God took care of his family.
他看见神是信实可靠的。
He saw that God is faithful.
因着果牧师的祖母接受了耶稣。
Because of this grandparents of grandmom of this Pastor Gong,
接受了这位天上降下来的生命的灵粮。
She received the Lord. She received the living bread from heaven.
得着了永生。
And she received this eternal life.
这个家族蒙神的祝福。
And God start to bless this house.
不仅自己的生命得着改变。
Not only her own life changed.
也改变了许多人的生命。
And also the lives of many people changed.
永生不是停止在我的身上，永生呢是变成别人的祝福。
Eternal life does not stop at my own life. It will become blessing to other people.
神是活的。
God is living.
神是真实的。
God is real.
神是刚强的。
God is strong.
神是美丽的。
God is also beautiful.
在神的里面充满了赦免。
In God, there's many forgiveness.
充满了爱。
It is full of love.
充满了平安。
In God, there's a lot of peace.
充满了盼望。
It's filled with hope.
你要不要这位神？
Do you want this God?
当你接受这位主，死亡不是问题。
As you receive the Lord, then death will not become a problem.
年老不是问题。
The old age will not become a problem.
因为我们知道我们往哪里去。
Because we know where we are going.
我们知道下车以后有人来接。
Because we know after we get off the bus, there's one waiting for us.
下车以后我们有家可归。
After we get off the bus, there's a home to go to.
心里不再惧怕。
So we don't have a fear in our heart.
当我在医院做实习的时候碰到一个基督徒。
As I have this internship at this hospital, I met a Christian.
我永远不会忘记。
I will never forget.
他那个喜乐的表现。
Oh, the joyful face that he had.
他告诉我他跟中国人在中国侍奉。
So he told me that he served among Chinese.
他帮助很多的教会。
And he helped a lot of churches.
但是他身体年老了回来了。
Because he get old, so he came back.
虽然他曾经有心脏的这个 bypass.
Even though he had this bypass surgery for his heart.
他住院是因为这个 bypass 不成功。
Because a failure of the bypass surgery, that's why he was admitted to hospital.
他知道没有什么盼望了。
He knew that there's no hope for him.
身体没有什么盼望。
No hope regarding to his body.
但是他知道，他离开这个世界以后，我要往哪里去
？But he knew that where he was going after he left this world.
当我和他讲话的时候，他充满了喜乐。
When I spoke to him, he was full of joy.
我受他的影响，我也喜乐起来。
I was greatly influenced by him, so I became very joyful as well.
我以为我可以安慰他，结果受到他的安慰。
I thought I could comfort him, but in the end, he comforted me.
因为他有耶稣在他的心中。
Because it Jesus in his heart.
因为他吃了这个生命，天上降下来生命的粮。
Because he ate this bread from heaven.
他有一个永远的生命在他里面。
He had this eternal life in him.
他活出一个复活的见证。
He lived out this testimony of resurrection.
耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Jesus died for us for our sins on cross.
被埋葬了。
And he was buried.
第三天从死里复活。
On the third day he was resurrected.
然后40天之久和门徒同在。
And for 40 years he was with the disciples.
向他们传讲天国的事情。
To spread the gospel of the kingdom.
吩咐他们出去传福音。
And he called them to spread around to preach the gospel.
赐给他们圣灵的力量。
And gave them the power of the Holy Spirit.
那些原来胆怯的门徒。
Those who used to be very fearful.
那些怕死的门徒
they were feared to death,
因为看见耶稣的复活
because they saw the resurrection of
他们每一个人变成了生龙活虎
they became strong as a tiger,
他们就出去传福音了
and they went out to preach gospel,
很多人为主的缘故殉道了
many of them martyred because of the Lord,
他们心中充满了喜乐
but their heart is filled with joy,
你要得着这个生命吗
do you want to have this life?
今天是就是时候
todayIt is a time.
不要再延迟。
Don't delay.
让我们现在祷告。
Let's pray.
我愿在这里向今天愿意接受主的人做一个挑战。
I'd like to challenge those who receive the Lord today.
你若是要接受耶稣
If you are willing to accept the Lord Jesus
要吃这个从天上降下来的生命的粮
Willing to eat this bread come down from heaven
你愿意从神那里得着一个永远的生命
You are willing to accept the eternal life from God
你愿意神的喜乐和平安充满你的心怀
If you are willing to be filled with God's peace and joy
我请你做一个决定
I ask you to make a decision.
你替自己做一个很重要的决定。
You make decision for yourself. It is very important.
我要请你做一个表示。
I'll ask you to give a gesture.
我请你举一下手。
I'll ask you to raise your hand.
然后我要为你祷告。
And then I'll pray for you.
有没有哪一位朋友
？To make this decision.
耶稣在等候你，要接纳你成为他的儿女。
Lord Jesus is waiting for you to accept you as his child.
感谢主。
Thank Lord.
还有没有哪一位？
Is there anybody else?
不要怕，我们在神面前都是赤裸敞开的。
Don't be afraid. We are all naked before the Lord.
可以放下来，举来就可以放下来。
Once you raise your hand, you can put it down.
还有没有哪一位今天决定要接受永远的生命？感谢主。
Is there anybody else?
好，可以放下来。还有没有？你可能已经举手，可能还没有举手。
Maybe you have already raised your hand or have not.
我现在要带你祷告。
I'd like to lead you in prayer.
我说一句，你跟我说一句。
I'll say a word and you'll repeat after me.
若是你愿意接受主，你就把我的祷告当作你的祷告。
If you're willing to accept the Lord Jesus, you just take my